Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is jazz legend Ernestine Anderson, whose singing has a unique quality of intimacy and magic. Her indelible signature is a rich, mellow sound, both soulful and seductive. And it's a great pleasure to have Ernestine Anderson on Piano Jazz. And it's a great pleasure to see you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, you know, being here. I'm just so thrilled.
When I think how long we've been trying to get this date together, and both of us travel so much.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, all the calling up. And anyway, here you are, and it's just great to see you.
Fine.
And actually, it's been a long time. Maybe in Seattle was where I last saw you.
Right, right. That's quite a while.
But yet, you know, I hear you all the time on our NPR station. WBGO and the
good old BGO.
Yeah, they're good to us, aren't they?
Yes,
they're good
are.
To you. They play a lot of your things.
Yeah.
And well, before we talk about your life and times, how about doing a song? I'm dying to hear you sing something. All right. I've got one here that looks good. Our love is here to stay.
All right.
Okay.
It's great.
It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way.
Oh, that's so nice to hear you sing, and one of my favorite songs too.
Well, I've long wanted to sing with you, you know, those beautiful changes that you play.
It's funny, I don't do this often enough to sort of really be sure that I'm doing the right thing. You know, every so often I'm thinking, oh, am I overplaying or underplaying or something? It's kind of a learning experience, and every time I do it, I just sort of learn it all over again. It's good for me, though.
Well, you listen, so that's great.
Well, and I mean, naturally, I'm listening. It's such a privilege to have you here, and you're singing all for me. Here we are in the studio by ourselves. And, you know, I don't really know too much about how you got started. I read somewhere you were born in Houston.
Right, but my family moved to Seattle when I was 16 years old, and I got my first professional job in Texas, in Houston, and I got to sing with a big band that was headed by Russell Jacquette, who was Illinois Jacquette's brother.
Oh, I didn't even know he had a brother.
Oh, yes, he's got
shows what I know.
Some siblings. And so I got to work with that band one night a week.
That was like your starting gig?
Yes. I had a chaperone, and I would go and do two songs. I only knew two pop songs at that time.
what were they?
Sunny Side of the Street and a song that was very popular during that time because it was during the war. And this song called So Long was a song that they used to sing and play for the boys.
The soldiers.
The yeah.
GIs.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Right. So I only knew those two songs because before that I had been singing only in the church and gospel music. So
I knew that must be how you got started, you know, the quality of your voice. I just think people are so lucky to be involved in that music. I mean, every time I go to a church where I'm going to hear gospel, it's such a thrill for me.
I love
it. And of course, I wasn't brought up like that. You know, like we had really rather sort of stiff and starchy hymns, you know, and everything was very proper. I mean, the gospel singing is so free, and you really put your whole feeling into it.
Right. I absolutely love gospel music. I listen every Sunday morning to Bobby Jones's gospel. They have an hour of gospel on Sunday mornings, and I'm a Buddhist, but...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Is that a recent thing?
No, for 25 years now.
Really?
Yes. And
well, I know it's a great philosophy. I mean, I'll have to pick your brains about it sometime.
Okay.
It's wonderful, Ernestine. Well, we could talk some more, or we could do another song. I would love it if you'd do another song.
Why don't we do both? We'll do another song, and then we'll talk
some
more.
Absolutely. That's what we're going to do. Okay.
Why don't we do a tune that one of my all-time idols, Dinah Washington, made famous, What a Difference a Day Made.
Oh, I love that tune.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear, but today I'm part of you, dear. Lonely nights are through, dear, since you said you were mine. What a difference a day made.
You know, that song is so great, and I've heard so many different versions of it, and yours certainly is unique. But when you first heard the song, was it through Dinah? Or...
Yes.
It's funny, yes. Because this happens to me too. I mean, I'll hear a tune that will inspire me, done by some other piano player, and I'll think that I want to do it. Is that what happened to you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have this ongoing list of songs that whenever I hear a song that I like, I write it down, and I refer to this list when I'm going to record.
We'll do some of them today, too. It'll be nice. But meanwhile, I understand that you just started to write a few songs yourself.
Yes, so far I've written 4 songs, and the first 2 I wrote on my the first Quest CD,
mm-hmm.
and the second CD on Quest I co-wrote with my manager Styx Hooper 2 songs, and so to date I've written 4, and I'm working on more. One day I wanted to write a whole album. I still say album, you know.
I do too, Ernestine. I can't get over that. But well, you're evidently well on the way. And I guess I read somewhere that Styx said to you, "Well, why don't you write a song about love?" And you said, "Oh, how can I do that? I don't have love in my life."
Right, right.
I can't believe that. But I guess that's something you can write about love even if you don't have love in your life.
But the song is called How Can I Sing a Love Song?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. it came out, How Can I Sing a Love Song? Ain't got no love to sing about, you know.
So that makes just a perfect opening.
Right.
It's wonderful. I mean, I think any situation we're in makes for... ideas for a song, like
that's
if,
it.
If you're not in love, or you are in love, or you're lonely, or you're not lonely, everything,
whatever your experience is it.
Yeah,
you know, put it down on paper, and it's a song.
Well, that's great. I think you. Next thing we hear will be your whole record of originals.
I hope.
Well, that'll be nice. Well, I would love to hear you sing another song. What do you think we could do this time?
Why don't we do Love Walked In.
Oh, I like that tune so much. Recorded it a million years ago.
Yeah.
All right, and this is going to be like a medium tempo thing.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Love walked right in and drove the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment, my heart seemed to know it was love saying hello, though not a word was spoken. One look, and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look and I had found my future at last.
I was just thinking about little things that you do that's sort of your own things when you're singing a tune like that. And you've got, I can't really describe them, but on the ending you've got like a little bluesy kind of thing that you do with your voice. And it's these little trademarks that make you recognize a person for their unique approach to a song. I think I would know you anywhere from these little vocal things that only you do.
Well, it's not a deliberate thing, but when I first heard Sarah Vaughan sing, I thought, that's the way I want to sing. I've got to sing like Sarah, you know. So I learned all her songs, every song verbatim, you know.
Really? Just
the way, yes. And people used to tell me that I sounded like Sarah Vaughan, so I used to take pride in that. I thought, oh, wow, you know, this is it. And then finally one person told me that if I was going to try to make it in this business, that I would have to find my own identity because there can only be one Sarah. And so,
boy, that's rather, I mean, it was a good thing to say, but that must have been hard to take, wasn't
it? It was. I mean, I was just devastated, you know. But it was something that I needed, you know, at that time.
So in a way, that person was a friend.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know what? Let's do a song.
Okay. Enough of this chit-chatter.
Enough of this chit-chat. Yeah, I want to hear you sing. And this is something that we picked from the earlier record that you did for Quest.
Now and Then,
right,
it's called.
Right. Nice record. And
thank you.
And I think this is a Rodgers and Hart tune. This Can't Be Love.
I think you're right.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. You may enjoy another of our productions, Song Travels with Michael Feinstein. Check out the podcast. Subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.
My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well.